Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, der Schwiees, Perik Ches, Mishnah Tess. Or, she sache b'shem eshal Schwiees, hide, skin of an animal. It was smeared with the oil of Shemitah. Rabbi Eliezer says, you know what you have to do with it? You dalek, burn it. Shemen of Shemitah can be smeared onto a guf, not onto a keli or anything else. So if you were over and you smeared this oil onto skin, onto the hides of the animal, so the Chachamim gave us a knas, and they said you have to burn the ar. Now how come Rabbi Eliezer doesn't say if you smeared on a keli, you should have to burn the keli? So the Tosfos Yamta suggests maybe he means on a chanami, the keli also. Alkol Panav the Chachamim say, no, it doesn't have to burn it, but Yachol Kenegdai. Take food, which is of equal value to this oil that you use the wrong way. You don't have to mamish, burn the ar. Zok the Mishnah Vayter. Omru lefnei Rabbi Akiva. The Chachamim said before Rabbi Akiva. Omer hoya Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer used to say, ar shesachu b'shema shal shviyas yidalek. That if someone smeared the Shemitah oil into hide, you have to burn it. Now, Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud of Rabbi Eliezer. Omer lahems, Rabbi Akiva said to them, Shesaiki, please be quiet. Don't say that in Rabbi Eliezer's name, because Rabbi Eliezer is my Rabbi, and that was not what he said. What did Rabbi Eliezer say? So Rabbi Akiva said, Lo yomer lachem, Masha Rabbi Eliezer oimer bai. I'm not going to tell you what Rabbi Eliezer really says, because he was very mickle, he was very lenient. I don't want it to get out. Well, what did Rabbi Eliezer really say? You know what Rabbi Eliezer really said? And this is brought down to Yerushalmi. Rabbi Eliezer was matter, even lechatchila. If you came to ask him, he said, green light, go ahead. Rub the ar with shemen shel shviyas, shmir in the shemen of Shemitah. Why would Rabbi Eliezer say such a thing? So there are many different shittas over here that we find. Some say if you shmir the oil, let's say, into a shoe. So the oil goes into the shoe. When the person's wearing it, the oil comes out onto his skin. So it really winds up on a person's skin. The only problem is then the hetter would only apply to hide that's used to make shoes. Others hold, and you can take a look here in the Mishnah of Shina, the Rabbi Eliezer holds like Rabbi Yaisi. He holds you can use peiris shviyas for the hana of a person in any way. And just like you can dye the baguette, we said before, that you can take the herbs that produce paint and color the baguette, you can do the same with the oil. Now, the problem with the oil is it doesn't get consumed. The oil like stays in there. When you rub oil into a keli, into skin, that oil is there. They found racks near the area of the Beis HaMikdash that has oil in it from the times of the Beis HaMikdash. And with Shemitah, when you use something, it has to be doimed to eating, that it gets destroyed as you're using it. But it could be, Rabbi Eliezer holds, and Rabbi Yossi also holds that way. It doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be that it gets totally consumed as you're using it. Now, the Gemara tells us in Masechtas Bava Metzia about the Taner Shel Achanoi. It's a certain type of oven that first was in layers and it's put together, and the Shaila was whether it's Tamei or not. Rabbi Eliezer had a very lenient opinion, and he went against the other Chachamim, and the other Chachamim wanted him to withdraw his opinion, and he refused to do so. So the Gemara tells us, you can look it up, it's in Masechtas Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Tes Amid Beis. Rabbi Eliezer said, "Im halacha kamaisi, if I am right, if the halacha is like me, charuv zayichiach, let this carob tree show us." And poof, the carob tree came out of the earth, 100 amos. Imagine all of a sudden this carob tree flies up 100 amos, that's 200 feet. Yarmila, some say, arba meyasame. It shot up so high you can hardly see it. Where did that tree go? A rocket ship. But the Chacham weren't impressed. They said, "Emevi and Raya menacharuv. We don't pass in shilas from carob trees." But so Rabbi Eliezer said to them, "Im alacha kamaisi, if the alacha is like me, amas hamayim yechichu. The canal of water should show us. And this water that was going in one direction, all of a sudden stopped and started going in the other direction." They said, "Emevi and Raya me amas hamayim." So then he said to them, "Im alacha kamaisi, kaslei beis medrash yechichu. Let the walls of the beis medrash show it." And the walls of the Beis Medrash started to fall. So Rabbi Yeshua yelled at the walls. Rabbi Yeshua said to the walls, "Im talmidei chachamim menatzchim zeh zeh b'halacha, Atam atevchem, why are you mixing into this? So the walls did not fall because of the covet of Rabbi Yeshua. But they didn't straighten out either because of the covet of Rabbi Eliezer. And they're still, like, crooked, slanty. Then he told them, if the halacha is like me, men ha-shamayim echichu, and a baskol, a heavenly voice rang out and said, ma lachem eitzel Rabbi Eliezer, sha'alacha kemoisei b'chal makayim. And Rabbi Yeshua stood up and said, loy b'shamayim. What does it mean the Torah is not b'shamayim? The Torah was given to us in Har Sinai. We don't paskan halachas based on baskols. The Torah says, achrei rabim lahatais. And the Gemara tells us, Rav Nosson found Eliyahu, and he said to him, what is the Kodesh Baruch Hu doing now, at this time? So it says, kaviyachal, of course it's just a mashal, kachayich. Chayich means to smile or to laugh. In other words, the Kodesh Baruch Hu was happy. Va'amar, nitzchuni banai, nitzchuni banai. The Eibishter was very happy that they weren't makabel to paskan halachais based on these miracles. Psak halacha comes from a melus b'tarev, from the chachamim, the paskin, that are makabel, their messiah. We're makabel, our messiah from Har Sinai. And then they put Rabbi Eliezer into Cheirim. But who was going to tell Rabbi Eliezer that he was in Cheirim? So Rabbi Akiva, who was his Talmud, said, I'll go. At least I'll know how to say it to him. So what did Rabbi Akiva do? Lavash Cheirim, put on black clothes, wrapped himself in black clothes, and he sat down four amas away. So Rabbi Eliezer said to him, Akiva, why is today different than the other days? So he said to him, Rabbi, kimedumali shechavirecha b'deilam imach. It looks like your chavirim have like separated themselves from you. So Rabbi Eliezer also ripped his clothes and took off his shoes, and he sat down on the floor. That's what you're supposed to do if you're in chavirim. And he began to cry. And when he began to cry, a third of the olives were damaged. A third of the world's wheat and a third of the world's se'irim were hit. Something happened to them. Some say even a dough that a woman was kneading, all of a sudden it's like tipach, you couldn't use it anymore. Wherever Rabbi Eliezer placed his eyes, it burnt. Rabbi Gamliel was on a boat, and there was a storm. Suddenly this huge wave that came and was about to drown the boat. And Rabbi Gamliel said, "Kimedumali she'enze ele b'shvul Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanis." So he stood up and said, "Rabbi Nishalem, gali v'yadu alefenecha shaloy lechvaydias." He said, "I didn't do this for my covet or the covet of my father's house, but for your covet. Shalayubu machloikis be Israel." So nachayam izafay. Then the sea settled. So now do you understand, says the Mishnah Rishayna, why Rabbi Kiva said, no, I'm not going to tell you what Rabbi Eliezer says over here, that he's more mekel. As if there were enough problems from the first time. Okay, so chazing over our Mishnah. Someone rubbed Shemitah oil into leather, and to hide, leather is hide. Rabbi Eliezer says it has to be burnt. Chachamim say, no. Just buy food to that value and eat it with the Kedusha of Shvius. They said to Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Eliezer said it has to be burnt. And Rabbi Kiva's answer was, just be quiet. I'm not even going to tell you what Rabbi Eliezer really holds, because really he's much more lenient, and he holds you're even allowed to do it. Lechatchila.